Welcome to the Cycling Matters Podcast, your weekly dose of discussions about our love for bike. This podcast is brought to you in cooperation with Ciclo. Hello, I'm Karen.
And I'm King.
So for this week, it's another episode that is of Women Matters, which is a series within our podcast where we invite different female cyclists to talk about a part of what it's like cycling as a woman in the Philippines. And for this particular episode of Women Matters, we'll be talking about how cycling can be an instrument of healing. And for this, we'll be joined by Ms. Anne Angala, who is an advocate against domestic violence.
Welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
All right. So before we start, if you haven't yet, subscribe to the Cycling Matters podcast. We're on Spotify and YouTube and other podcast platforms. So we release new episodes every Monday. Just search Cycling Matters and search for your favorite episode on their favorite platform. So yeah, let's start. First, welcome to the show. Can you tell us more about yourself? Like, what do you do? Karen mentioned that you're an advocate.
So. Yes, for anti-domestic violence, yes. Well, first, I used to work for the media. I used to manage bands. I used to be in production also, very much similar to this. And then a few years ago, during my married life, I experienced major unrest. Ganyan. And then I left for a while, almost a year. When I came back, I decided to switch careers or switch paths, and then so I decided to advocate something that it's very close to my heart, which is anti-domestic violence. And then alongside that, I also advocate sustainable living. That's why I'm into biking. So right now, as I said, I'm full-time into my advocacy of going all around the Philippines and getting invitations in different government agencies and schools and doing some talks about the anti-domestic violence here in the Philippines, and doing also talks about cycling and climate change, environment, and all those things. So yeah, pretty much that at the moment. Plus, of course, being mom and those things that that are part of my whole life.
Yeah. So you mentioned about cycling. How long have you been cycling, or what kind of cycling do you do on a regular basis?
How long have you been cycling? Parang all of us have this cycling episode when we were kids, no? Like I was biking when I was a kid, and then somewhere along the way it got cut. Siguro during my teenage years, I wasn't getting into cycling anymore, and then over a year ago lang, I think that was August of 2019, I got back on the saddle. Ganun. I decided that time na gusto ko talaga mag-bike commute. That was my, I'm gonna get a bike to bring me anywhere and everywhere. So more or less that's it. I also do some fun rides with, some of my friends, and very little long rides, but it's basically more like home to the office, home to meetings, home to wherever my bike can bring me.
Right. So Anne and I are Facebook friends. So yes. So she posts her rides on Facebook.
Oh.
So recently, she went to Ilocos.
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. So you brought your bike there.
Yeah, I brought my bike there.
How was it?
I bring it everywhere. I work, as I said, I'm an advocate, no? So I'm being sent all over. Being sent here and there. So what I do sometimes is kung malapit lang, if it's near like San Fernando, like Pampanga, I would bike, But then if it's like Ilocos and I know that it's not physically possible for me, and I do solo rides kasi, so I put it under I ride the bus going there. Bus drivers and bus conductors are very nice. They do it for me, they take off the wheel because I don't have a folding bike. I have a mountain bike. So
they know how to do it?
They do. And they when I get to the place, it's either the security guard or the whoever is there will put it back for me. So it's, it's a friendly place actually for, they know it. They know. Even like one time I was in Pangasinan and I was on my way to Tarlac, I think. I don't remember. Anyway. So I was in the highway, and then I was waiting and waiting, and then there was a tricycle driver who came beside me and he said, siyempre in Tagalog, parang, ma'am, anong ginagawa mo? Tapos sabi ko, I'm waiting for a bus going to, I think, Moncada, Tarlac. And he goes, ay nako, hindi kayo isasakay niyan. Sabi niya, let me help you. So he got my bike, took off the wheel for me, and then stood beside me waiting for the bus. No, nakakita na siya ng bus, he hailed the bus, made sure that the bus stopped, and then he talked to the driver. The driver, I know, the conductor was saying, ay, that won't fit anymore. Ganun, hindi na yan kasha. He goes, hindi, kasha yan, kasha yan. So kinulit niya, opened the compartment under, pushed around the stuff, and then sinakay niya yung bike ko. So parang, okay, this is a wonderful place to be in, right? So, and then I got on the bus, and then when I got to my destination, the guard there was the one who put it back on. So,
Tarlac.
In Tarlac na. Oh. So these are wonderful. I meet a lot of people who are like this on the road, who, di ba, parang people go crazy. Parang you're one of the topics, like, you're a girl and you do all these, but you know, people are just so nice all over the Philippines.
Right. So, one of my dreams, kasi parang I wanna ride to Ilocos, particularly Vigan.
Yeah, that's where I'm from.
That's good. Yeah. My dad's side. Oh. So Ilocos, Vigan. Yeah.
Ah,
so,
wow.
So, just curious, like, anong bus line yung?
Oh, Partas. Would, yes, okay. Partas would be ano? Kasi malaki yung ilalim.
Ah, okay. Yeah. So that's. Okay sila.
Yeah.
Okay, noted.
And then if it's kunwari Pangasinan, you get on 5-star or the Tarlac Pangasinan route. You know?
Okay. Uh-oh. And then no issues naman, like, parang secure naman yung bike sa compartment.
No, there are no issues. Basta maganda yung you maaga ka so that you're first there. Kasi
right.
Otherwise, katabi mo na yung gulay, diba? Katabi mo na yung luggage, yung mga ganun. So it's better to be there like an hour early. Kasi what I do, I call the bus lines, you know. So it's not easy. Bus lines aren't online most of the time, but there are certain, like, as I said, Partas and 5-star. When you call their numbers, they're there, they tell you the time. So I go there an hour before just to secure the space for my, for my bike.
So that's what you do, like, if you want to bring your bike on a bus and then, so you really call them. Because I was always wondering how you find out how you can do that.
Well, I have a lot of friends who do that too. So they suggest to me, if you're going here, take this bus. They're really, you know, they're the ones who accommodate. So yun.
So it's really word of mouth, like you ask like for your friends.
Yeah, my friends are from the north or from the south. They give me tips on what bus to take. So yun. That's what I do.
Okay.
Noted. And ang rule ko sa sarili ko kasi most of the time nga parang 90% I bike on my own. I said, kunyari, I'm somewhere, like, kunyari 100 kilometers away. And ang rule ko lang is, if I'm tired, I get on a bus. Ganun lang. I mean, I'm not gonna push myself and die on the road, yung ganun. So, yun. So far, so good. So, yun, minsan, kunyari, Pampanga ako magagaling, like San Fernando, and I stop and I say, parang kaya pa naman. So, I do 10 more kilometers. Kaya pa naman. So, until you reach your destination, di ba? But yeah, I do like maybe 10 stops. And eat and go to the grocery, go to church, have fun, ganyan. Sometimes then I meet a lot of wonderful people along the way, the bikers then.
Right.
So sometimes at a certain point, a few kilometers, I go with them, then split na, ganyan. So, yun, fun.
Okay. So, when you're not bike commuting or like riding sa far-flung places, parang ano yung usual like bike routes mo? You don't mind sharing.
The office, which is like a kilometer and a half lang to my house.
Okay.
So from my house is in Quezon City. My office is also in Quezon City. So ganun lang. And then basically that's
How about the weekends?
Like, I go up to Antipolo or bike pa rin. Or where ba? Yeah, mostly Antipolo. Because I used to live in Antipolo. So I visit my friends during the weekends there. Ganun, in the morning, and then go down Decathlon. Ay, bawal mo sabihin yan.
No, that's sorry. Okay.
No,
that's
no,
okay.
It's fine. But
you know, Decathlon, if you wanna, you know, sponsor.
Oh, nga.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Yeah, kasi mainit, di ba? When you go down, so I'll go to Decathlon.
Ganun. And on the way back to Masinag.
Yeah, and then my house is, a few kilometers away from there na. So parang okay.
Right. Okay, so actually, so your daughter, was actually the one who referred you to us. And she mentioned...
Karen, yeah. Karen, then yung name niya.
Karen.
Oh, right, right. I remember.
Hello. She messaged us. So she mentioned how you are a survivor of domestic abuse.
Yes.
And that cycling significantly helped you on your road to recovery. Would you mind telling us about your experience with domestic abuse or violence?
Because I was married for 19 years and that I was domestically abused for 18. So all that time, parang I was depriving myself of a lot of things. Because, you know, all these, you know, syndrome, whatever, whatever. So I wouldn't, all the things that I loved, medyo na set aside yon. Tapos when eventually I said, okay, I'm out, ganon, then I left. When I came back, so aside from being an advocate, and then, incidentally, I saw one of my, no, hindi ko pa siya friend noon. I was attending a Bible class, yung ganyan. Tapos, eksaktong may dumadating na babae na nakabike.
Ooh.
Attending that class. Tapos parang, ay, wow. Diba? Parang, oh, tapos it parang sparked something. Parang sarap naman ito. Tapos, hindi ko kinakausap kasi basta hindi ko pa siya kilala. Tapos the following week, buti na lang she attended again. In-approach ko na. Tapos sabi ko, di ba you're a biker? And she goes, yeah. Sabi ko, I want to bike. Sabi ko, ay, sabi niya, may bike ka. I have an old, you know, I bought 5 years before, but yun nga, hindi naman ako makabike. So I bought this in the Pierre, yung mga lumang Japanese, whatever. And then, she goes, any kind of bike will do. So that was encouraging kasi sabi ko parang, oh, wala naman akong pambili. I didn't have extra money to buy bikes. She saw my bike and, oh, that's good, that's good. Let's bring it to the shop. Had it mga cleaned up, ganun. Tapos I started riding. And since I'm in Antipolo, it was a good place to start kasi nandun yung mga medyo, medyo sloping, slopes lang naman, hindi pa hills. I don't go down. I didn't go down yet.
So, okay.
Then so, she taught me, inalalayan niya ako, her name's Mao, one my BFF talaga. So, and then she introduced me to a bike group who guided me along the way, ganon. Tapos it felt so good, di ba? Parang napaka, yung freedom, the empowerment, yung ganyan. Tapos, before I wouldn't bike by myself until after maybe a week or two, ako na mag-isa, parang, ay, sarap na nito, ganyan. And then, yun, and then tinulong, the group brought me down to Eastwood. Uy, kaya ko pala, di ba? Little baby steps, eh, kaya ko pala ng Eastwood, okay. And then, one, isang ano na lang, I teach also kasi I teach senior high, I'd bike na to the school. Ganon. Tapos after that, ako na yung mag-isang pumupunta kung saan-saan. Ganyan. I go down Masina, go up by myself, yan. Until we decided to leave Antipolo, live in Manila, easier na yung mas, wala na akong inuuwian na bundok.
Mas accessible.
Mas accessible na. And so all my meetings, I, you know, get on my bike. Most of the time, 90% of the time. Yan.
So, in the previous episodes kasi, parang we kind of like talked about how cycling is beneficial when it comes to, for example, mental health.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
You kind of talked about it before.
Yes.
So parang in your case, like how is it like instrumental, for example?
Very much. Very, very instrumental because I also studied counseling yung ganun in Center for Family Ministries in Ateneo. And then it's strongly encouraged na, you know, kasi any form of physical activity naman will always, di ba, parang up your endorphins. Yun. So, me, when I get frustrated, I get on my bike no matter what time it is, di ba? Kung gabi man yun, I put on the blinkers, put on my vest, gonna go around the block, and it helps release yung, ano, yung tension. So now I rarely have, wala na akong yung mga sad moments, gano'n, that's very rare. I mean, not even at, oh, buti you asked that because I haven't had any parang unhappy, ano, siguro for a year na since I came back. I came back 2017 eh. Since then, I started biking, wala na akong yung attacks ng parang kahit na naiinis, yung ganun, kunyari na nagsastart ako mainis, it easily goes away. Siguro dahil the routine na I do almost every day na bike, ganyan, so it adds up. You know, it adds to, ano, to talagang, ano, yung totoong joy. Yung ganun. It's such, yun. And then, a lot of, you know, when people see you and then they get inspired by your biking, not even the story of the domestic violence, it's the biking lang. Parang, uy, ang galing. And then, you know, they buy a bike, you know, and then they bike with us or by themselves. So, nakakatawa. So, in mental health, highly recommended. Is that. But you have to be brave enough, diba, first. Kasi you can do Zumba if you want. to ward away your you know, your pains or that. Yun. I think it's a good, very good tool.
Yeah, and I kind of nakaka-relate ako a bit. Especially when it comes to yung mental health. Kasi, I don't know, like for me, I've become more patient on the road. Kasi parang before, parang I get, parang bilis kong magalit.
When driving,
yeah. Traffic, driving, and then because of traffic, when you get to the office or to your destination, you're stressed na.
Yeah.
And like, it's so laki talaga ng difference when you, for example, when I bike commute, I still go through the same traffic,
right,
but maybe faster. But when I get to work, like it's like stress free. I mean, mm-mm, that's done, and then I'm here safe, and I'm happy.
Yeah, and I think even at home, ganun, kasi most of my kids are physical also. Like a few of them bike, some naman are right into whatever, ganun. So there's not much tension, despite yun nga, despite we were all abused, diba, ganun. Mm. But there's no ano, there's no, you know, you typical teenagers or typical, you know, right, you have your own little problems, but there's nothing talaga na parang ano that's really bugging them down that will cause them to get into a depressive mood. So I think it's really ano, it's really a lot has to do with ano, with the physical activity that they're into.
Right. Mm. And you mentioned parang empowerment.
Yes.
For me kasi, like how cycling empowers me. Medyo mababaw. Like, for example, it's a daily stress or when I experience some challenges, like, medyo na affect yung self-esteem ko, for example. Like, oh, man. But I'll just try to remember na, okay, I rode Sheraman. I can bike, I can climb. And it's so empowering to me.
Right.
So I'm not sure if it's the same kind of empowerment, yeah, but can you tell us more about it?
Do you feel this similarly? Like,
I think mas mababaw pa nga ako sa'yo eh. Parang, like this morning lang, le, alam ko ang dami-dami kong gagawin sa office, ganon, because it's Women's Month next month.
Yes, March. Yeah, that's right.
So Women's Month for me is talagang everyday talks, ganyan. So prior to that, I'm preparing all the things I'm doing, right, which is crunch time now. Ang dami-dami kong gagawin. Tapos parang, ang dami, ganyan. I have to do this, I have to do that, ganon. Tapos I'm going to Makati after. I mean, it's a thought, yung ganyan, ang dami-dami. It's email, ganyan, kung sino-sino. And then, I got on my bike, biglang, wow, this is so, diba? And then there's the wind that goes, so parang, okay, everything's gonna be okay, ganun. Tapos, you know, you go through a little traffic, kasi nga ako, ano lang eh, kilometer and a half lang, so go through a little traffic, tapos pagdating ko sa office, parang, okay, game, diba? So you lock your bike dun sa stairs, says, game, okay. So wala na, parang it's all gone, parang natapon ko na sa air lahat ng worries ko when I left the house. Because siguro what we went through, kasi ang sarap, I love that, the best feeling for me is the wind talaga. The wind na kahit nasabihin mong you're just doing 5 kilometers because I just got off the garage. Parang palabas pala ako and I'm just turning the curb. Ganun. Yung feeling ko, yun yung empowerment na for me. Na parang, wow, I'm so free. I'm so free to do. And then if it's traffic, I get on the curb, be a pedestrian, and not be part of the traffic. Yung ganun yung mga ganun klaseng bagay na parang, I can be anywhere, you know, I want to be.
Yeah. It gives you a sense of freedom, liberty.
Yeah. It really is liberating. Because I kind of started almost from scratch, but at a later age. Because when I was younger, I didn't really bike.
Oh. So you're not the part of the generation who had three-wheel bike, the trike.
No.
Small trikes.
So yeah, for me, I learned when I was in college already.
Good for you.
Yeah, and then, but I remember when I started getting serious about it, which was 2018. So that's like less than two years ago. Yeah. I just found it so liberating that.
Kasabay tayo.
Yeah.
Or I just 2018.
Oh, a bit earlier, like April.
That was my birthday.
Oh!
No, right. I mean, I call it my birthday because my rebirth. Your rebirth into happiness.
but I agree because I didn't go, I mean, I'm single, so I didn't go through domestic abuse. But then I really remember cycling being very instrumental to my mental health.
Right.
Because as very prone to anxiety, very high strung, and but it really felt liberating. Like I don't know, there's something like, but cycling really forces you to be mindful.
Yes, because you're gonna get it if you're not, right?
Yeah, and I don't know, it kind of like pulls you away for at least for a while with your other thoughts.
You're But how's that? You're forced to be in the here and now when you're biking. Otherwise, if you're in your 2 seconds ago or 2 seconds after, diba, you're gonna get hit or you're gonna fly. So you have to be just in the moment. And if you're there, then wala kang worries because you're existing. You're existing. Yeah. You're alive at that point. Yeah, tama. I think, yeah, being mindful talaga is one thing. It's not like the car. Sometimes you can sometimes be a little ano, less because you're not balancing. Diba? Right. But here, when you're in your ano, mano-mano, you're up against all the elements of that.
So there's that vulnerability. Like you're really vulnerable. Like you're exposed to the environment and like nakasalala yung machines, yung bike sa'yo and stuff. But yeah, what struck me earlier about what you said was that you do a lot of solo rides, right? Yeah. So and it's very interesting. And even like to the province, diba? Mm-hmm. Tama. So I find it very interesting because I think like in Filipino setting, like it's women are usually discouraged from biking solo
Or and, biking at all.
Yeah, yeah. Even
I get
that
all the time from my aunts.
So I don't know, because personally, I've one of my dreams is to like bike solo around the Philippines.
You can do it, Karen.
So, but then. Yeah, so as someone who has ridden,
Well, not all over the Philippines.
No,
I mean,
not the one around.
In different places.
Yeah. No, kind of different places, because that's where you start, right? So, So what like advice can you give?
First, you have to make that decision. I really want. Diba? Kasi me talaga that burning desire for me to ride my bike all over the world. I'm not only in the Philippines, and I'm not talking of like biking, kunyari, from here to Europe. Nothing like that. It's like what I'm doing: getting on the plane or getting on the bus or a boat, then cycling wherever. And kasi that's what I do. I go to Vigan. Put my sasakay sa Cubao, pababa ako 2 towns away from Vigan, and then bike that route. And then around, if I have meetings, go to the mayor, go to kunyari DENR, yung mga ganun. I bike na. I don't take any public transport when I'm in the sit in the area. So, and like me kasi, my experience from before, like I used to really go around the Philippines also in my previous work when I was, is that na-realize ko, you just be nice to people and people will be nice to you. So yung, I've never experienced, I was parang 30 years na ako since 1993. Oh, I'm that old na, di ba? 1993, I was already working. Baka panganak niya pa lang siguro na. Anyway, I was already working. I was like 20 plus na nun. So, I'd go around. Tapos people are annoying. I'd meet a lot of people from the grassroots, from the barangay level, yung mga ganun. And they're nice, even if I don't speak the language, even Bisaya sila or Waray sila, ganun. They'll try to accommodate you and talk to you. So siguro nandun yung, ano ko, yung lakas ng loob ko na I've been around these places already and nothing ever happened to me. And I can do that. But I get it all the time, ha? Like, I post off. I don't tell anybody except my kids where I'm going. Because they just call me their wild kid. That's what they call me. But then
opposite. Yeah.
And then I don't tell anybody anymore. Na pupunta ako ng Pampanga by myself. Pag natapos na din, I post. Kasi I'm gonna get flack. I mean like...
Oh my God. Can I just say that? I super understand that because that was how I was with my bike. I didn't tell my family.
Diba?
Until after the fact. Like the only reason why I told them was because I had sore eyes and they arrived from their trip.
They didn't know you had a bike?
They didn't know I had a bike until
ang galing.
Because well, I had no choice because I couldn't bring my bike out. I had sore eyes. So they saw the bike. But then they were very supportive naman pala. So but I was just scared because of usually like the conception is like, "Ba't ka nagba-bike?" And because I don't know, I just don't want anything stopping me
from cycling. That's why
I super relate with that. But yeah, how do you deal with the whole, because safety is a big thing. Because I know even though my parents are supportive, especially my mom is like paano yung safety? Because for example, I feel like I'm not sure if I will be able to tell them about
because
like,
you cannot guarantee anything, di ba?
So like how do you
deal with it?
Or like what advice would you give regarding, di ba? Because if you're gonna ride on your own, like, syempre, like even me, like I'm thinking like, oh, is this area safe to ride in? Like, so what do you think about?
Well, ako, syempre, yung basic, di ba? We all are. Me, I'm so paranoid. I have blinkers all over. Parang, I have like 4 blinkers. I have my headlights. I have dalawa, sa harap, yung ganun. Plus my vest. And then if it's an unfamiliar place, of course, I don't go out at night. I don't ride at night.
Okay.
It's always, pag yung isang ride ko na, I was by myself, tapos, pag silip ko, 5:30, inaantay ko talaga na medyo lumiwanag, that's when I ride out. Ganon. Tapos, what else? Sometimes, I know eh, siguro matapang lang talaga. Siguro parang ganun. I just, like, very recently, when I came from Vigan, I was on my bike already on my way to the bus station because I was gonna ride to the bus station. And then my tita goes, "Hey, Anne, can you please stop riding that so that you know, you don't let us worry more?" And yung ganun. And I'm so old already. And then, oh, diba? And then, so you will get it. I mean, yes. No matter what age you are, diba? You will get that. And then, I tell her, "Tita, trust the universe that it's on my side, diba? That, you know, if it's your time, you know, even if you're like riding the best limo or, you know, you have all your driver and your yaya with you." Yeah. I mean, diba? So, parang for me, if this is my happiness, diba? Let's not take it away from, I mean, that's my only bisyo. My bike is my only bisyo, aside from sleep. So you take away my bike from me, parang, oh, you're gonna turn me into a miserable.
I don't even consider it like a real vice, I guess. Because, I mean, even though like it makes you spend, but
yeah.
Then.
Oh, I don't think you spend. I buy secondhand bikes, you know.
Well, I guess for other people, like mga upgrade titles. I guess, so for you, it's not so much that.
My bike is at 20. I bought it secondhand in Pangasinan. So far away because I really liked, you know, I saw it online and my friend goes, "Yeah, it's really a good bike." And so it's a 2026 pa siya, it's a small frame. And it's not, you know, a high-end brand. It's Diamondback na. It's not a popular brand, but it gets me everywhere. It's sturdy, you know, my sturdy body on the road. So, ayan, I love it. So, yun, parang yun lang. So, it's not so, I can leave it if kaya ko siyang kablehan sa EDSA and I'm not scared na nanakawin siya because it's not an expensive bike and it serves its purpose. It brings me up the mountains if I have to. It brings me to different places, ganun. So I think sulit na yung bike na yun sa akin.
ROI na.
yeah
and it's also sustainable that way, right?
Yeah, that's part of my also advocacy, sustainable lifestyle, you know, like you walk, you bike, ganun. I don't have a car anymore, ganyan. So I just grab if I have to, yun, ganyan, or take the car, whatever, public transport, plus yung ganyan. So it's all part of the happy lifestyle.
So I guess as a way to, because you talked a lot about the benefits of cycling, like what it really brings you, but I guess because, like, you know, not everyone could be convinced, but then, what do you think cycling could offer to people, most especially women, and I guess even survivors of, I guess, domestic violence or those with mental health issues or who have experienced some kind of trauma? What could cycling offer?
Like, because it depends on your need. Eh. Like me, talaga, I needed that escape when I got on that bike. So it answered that. Tapos, naging plus na lang sa akin because it brings me everywhere. So I'm using it already as my transport. So, of course, it goes without saying the health benefits, di ba? Like, of course, parang ang lakas mo na. Before, I couldn't go up, you know, the mountains, whatever. But then when you do cycling, biglang andali na lang sa'yo ng mga, yung mga assault, di ba? Yung ganun. Pero syempre, iba pa rin yung muscles na ginagamit. Pero, ayun. And for me, ako, yung pinakamalaking nabigay niya sa akin is the happiness that it has brought me. Yung, and the friends that I have met, the people along the way, you know. I bike so slow, no? Yung, this, like, I go up Antipolo like 3 or 4 times a week. And pag umaakyat ako, I take the talagang walking pace, di ba? Tapos, yung mga nagtitinda o yung mga nagwawalis sa tabi, nakakausap ko pa. Kumusta man, ganun. And then you get all these smiles. So that's for me, that's the best. Eh? That's the best benefit that biking has given me. Yung yun. And then people smile at you. Parang, oy, biker. Tapos biker din ako. Yung ganun. Tapos, sa lugawan, di ba?
Yeah.
There, so you get an extra bowl of lugaw when you're a biker.
Oh, kasi, san to?
Tarlac.
Oh man, okay.
But maybe noted, like, if we ever bike to Tarlac.
Medyo malaki yan, pero hanapin ko si Tarlac.
It's a lot. And then yun nga yung mga people who get influenced also. Right. Na, parang, they'll ask you, where do you buy, what's the best brand? Ganun, parang ako, depends on your budget, diba? Depends on your need, depends on your purpose. What, you know, the budget can be from 10,000 to 100 probably. Ganun. Okay, so yun, I think it's the joy that it can bring to your life.
And that's super great to hear. And we definitely resonate with that.
Yeah. Shiny, happy people on the bike. No, wala naman masungit na biker. I haven't seen, except yung mga competitive. Like, may isang time na sa Pangasinan ako, so I was biking. Tapos I was medyo fast, kasi may sinabayan ako, ganun. Tapos inanon ko siya ng konti, but I saw his legs through biker. Medyo mas mabilis ako sa ng kanyang konti. Parang nainis sa akin, parang, okay, then I'll pull back. Okay, go ahead. Do your, yung mga medyo competitive. Pero otherwise, parang 90% of all the bikers, they're nice people, very helpful.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. We're super nice.
Yeah. We.
Yes. So maybe, for me, grabe, sobrang dami kong, nakaka-relate ako. Like, I'm not sure about like wala man akong experience of abuse, but you know, nakaka-relate pa rin when it comes to benefits of cycling. It can benefit each person differently and at the same time the same. Mm-hmm. So, it's not labo, but you know, it makes sense to me.
Yeah, diba? It's a spiritual thing, eh, diba? So you're one with your machine, yung gano'n. Yes. Yung mga ganong mas malalim ng drama, diba? pero yun. Nobody will experience yung na-experience natin unless they get on the saddle and feel, di ba? Feel being on the bike.
So maybe before we end, as an advocate,
could you recommend groups that if any, for example, if anyone's experiencing domestic violence, who they can seek help from, how can they contact?
Mm-mm. Yeah. First, if it's domestic abuse, there's always, of course, the PNP. There's the women's desk. And basta always, yung una mo is your barangay, the barangay people, because that's closest to you. After that, there's always your police outpost. It's a little bit closer to you, depending on where you are. And then online, there are a lot of, if only you want to talk to people, we put up an NGO. It's called LILA, so Healing Lives. Something like that. it's a long slogan, I'm not so sure, but it's LILA. It's for domestically abused men, women, and children, because we believe that, you know, all across gender, age, and social strata, you can get yes. abused. And if you need counseling naman, like me personally, I suggest Center for Family Ministries in Ateneo, because it's parang an NGO, so if you don't have much money, you don't have to pay much, but if you have money, you give a better, higher donation, something like that. And in schools, there are. If there are psychology courses, chances are there are psychologists or, you know, people who do counseling there. Ganon. And then again, you can, there is the PCW, which is the Philippine Commission for Women. So yun, mga pang-women naman. And then for men who are domestically abused, very, very, very delicate topic, and men don't want to talk about it openly. But there is a Facebook page where, you know, you can go incognito. It's called Diego Silang. And men, thousands and thousands of men there share their experiences there. And you feel that community that, you know, you're accepted, it's normal. No, it's not normal. Then you do something about it. Yeah. You move one, two steps further. Yeah. So basically that. And of course, sustainable lifestyle. Yun. Marami na yan. Marami. There's Greenpeace, there's WWF, there's all these NGOs who help out, and all the biking groups out there.
So Ms. Anne, thank you so much for sharing your experience with us. We learned a lot and resonated a lot with your experience. And thank you so much for sharing resources on how if people are going through some sort of abuse, how they can reach out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And congrats on your show. Very helpful.
So speaking of which, subscribe to the Cycling Matters podcast on Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, and anywhere you can find podcasts. Our episodes are the next best thing to riding your bike on a Monday. Just search Cycling Matters on your favorite podcast platform while you're chilling or working in a cafe. Just put on some headphones and enjoy the discussion. So, you can catch more of Cycling Matters on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram, or on our website at cyclingmatters.ph. So thanks so much for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next episode of the Cycling Matters podcast. Until then, ride safe, Philippines. Bye.
Bye. See you next week.